Back with the featured app segment for A Shot of Business Central and a Beer. And this month we're going to be talking about, it's an app, an extension, whatever you want to really call it, but it's put forth out there by Microsoft, so it's not something you have to go to App Store and download. It comes with the new release wave that's coming up here in October. And it is the Business Central Company Hub. I, for one, like it better than the Accounting Hub or Accountants Hub that was out there before. I like it because anybody who really deals with multiple companies, multiple Business Central environments or tenants can go in and have one spot where they're able to access all the different tenants, all the different environments, see some KPIs, check some errors, see if you have any tasks that need to be taken care of for that individual company. And you can just select whatever company it is and open up that environment right from there. It also can be used for partners, which we just found out earlier. So if you're a partner and you're supporting a bunch of different Business Central customers, you can have your own company hub and have your list of customers right there and be able to access that environment quickly. The only thing that we noticed so far is that your login has to pretty much be the same throughout all the different companies. So if you're accessing these companies through Partner Source, you shouldn't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I think it seems like if you're supporting a customer, if you're a partner, you log into their environment once through CSP, through the CSP portal, that auto creates that user's record in their tenant, in their environment. And so then after that, you could set up that company hub.
Right. So as long as you're logging into your Business Central with the same login as you're using to access, you should be okay. I mean, it's got a lot of good features. You can see like the cash accounts balance, overdue purchase invoice, overdue sales invoice amount, and things like that. And as we mentioned before, it's pretty easy to keep track of your tasks. One thing with in relation to the tasks, when you're looking at the tasks, you have the open and edit in Excel option. I was not able to get the edit in Excel feature to work just to see what it was going to do. But, you can also check and delete the errors. Setup, pretty simple, can be completed in less than 10 steps. You're basically just copying the link from, the Business Central environment that you want, adding it to Company Hub and testing it. And
you test the connection so it can verify that you can connect okay, and then it automatically builds all of the companies in that tenant into the list of companies on the Company Hub. And then from there you could delete one if you don't want it.
Pretty quick, pretty simple. The only thing that might have a couple more steps involved, which we haven't had the option to test yet, is if you're trying to access a tenant that is not within your company, I guess you would say it. Right. If you're trying, let's say you're an account and you have multiple customers. You might have to add your login to Azure. We don't know because we haven't tested with the extended or the accountant's license that you can add to it. So
But I created a preview environment for 2020 Wave 2, and it automatically installed and enabled the Company Hub extension. Which is why I was actually confused earlier. We were talking about the feature spotlight segment of Company Hub, and then you corrected me to say this is the app featured app of the month, and because I just assumed it was a new feature,
but it seems like it
actually is an app that is developed by Microsoft, so you can uninstall it if you don't want it available for people. But I would go so far as to say that the accountant hub that was there, I mean, I read about it and knew what the capabilities were and how it worked. I never used it. But I see myself using this company hub all the time.
Yeah.
Whether it's for managing within one tenant, I've got a production environment and then two sandbox environments. And each of those has two or three companies in it. So what this company hub page does, I save this as a favorite in my browser. I go right to that home page and I have one-click access to all those environments. So, it isn't earth-shattering, but on a daily basis, because I do access the production environment and sandboxes all the time, it is going to, I'm definitely going to use it.
Yeah, it's definitely going to save you more time. Yeah. It will let you become more productive. It's probably not for the smaller companies that don't have multiple companies set up in their Business Central tenant, you know.
Yeah.
But
I think going forward, you know, it will be useful because, you know, more people, I think, will begin taking advantage of the sandboxes.
Right.
Even next release, they're going to start adding some more features and functionality to how you can use the sandboxes. So I think that is going to be something that we'll see people using. So again, maybe not something people use every day, but I would definitely set it up, save it as a shortcut mm-hmm. that I can quickly access, and then use that as an easy, quick way instead of having to go into the admin center to get to those sandboxes or other companies. If I want to, you know, instead of going up to my settings, changing my company, I can just click on the company I want to connect to and open it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're accessing more than one environment, I would always use the Company Hub going forward as basically, like you said earlier, your homepage.
Yeah.
Just because it's simpler, it's easier, and it's quicker. So, but yeah, that's about it. We'll include a link in the show notes too to the blog post that walks you through the 8 or 9 steps to set up the Company Hub. It's really simple. So
yeah, there's also, I saw, you know, a couple of other, you mentioned user tasks. You can mm-hmm. see how many user tasks are out there or past due user tasks for your ID, right?
Yeah,
for yourself.
You can actually mark it complete or whatnot from the actual Company Hub.
And then you pointed this out. I missed this feature. There's a you can access to and see if any errors have been reported within any of these companies.
Yeah.
And see those different errors.
With errors, you can view the error details. You can obviously open and edit them in Excel. And you also have the ability to delete entries that are older than 7 days from the error page. You can delete all the entries if you want to. But
yeah.
So
overall, I give it a thumbs up.
So do I. Nice. And with that, we're going to come back with Ken's going to talk about the email logging feature that is in Business Central.